It's called thrill killing, and it includes everything from shining deer at night to shoot them to beating raccoons to death with spiked clubs. DNR Warden Chuck Horn says there's been an increase in such incidents over the past few years, and he says that raises some serious public safety issues.
People shining and shooting at night where they may not be totally aware of where their bullet's going to go.
Horn says there's also concern about the waste of the deer resource that is usually just left to rot. There have also been instances of thrill killers shooting protected species like eagles and sandhill cranes. Horn says the results of the research project could help the agency design new programs to encourage the young people who carry out such acts to channel their energy into hunting wildlife legally.
If we could take these kids out, pair them with an experienced hunter, a mentor, so to speak, and show them the right way to do things, and show them, yeah, you can have just as much fun doing it the right way as you can doing it the illegally. Point out, you know, not only the actual harvest of the animal, but the totality of the hunt.
The UW Green Bay researchers have done similar projects on what drives gang members to kill. For this project, they're interviewing convicted wildlife thrill killers in an effort to learn more about what motivates them to kill for fun. The study results are expected by late spring. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.